I
I want
like to be around children, okay?
This is our living with Luke and Andy.
And Alex!
This is
Wait,
our
who, who's living. Even, who's even playing tonight? The Chiefs and the Bills or the Bucks?
The Chiefs and the Bills are playing right now. The Buccaneers and the Packers played earlier.
Okay. I'm so out of
the Buccaneers and the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Buccaneers and the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Mahomes and Brady?
Mahomes and Brady, baby.
Boy.
The old GOAT versus the new GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And your expert opinion, Andy, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes? I've heard from a few people recently that he's overrated and –
No way. There's no – he's in about to win his second Super Bowl in a row.
Yeah, and he's young, isn't he?
In his third year, yeah. Well, third technical starting year, yeah.
He is on track to be a Hall of Famer within the next couple of years, no doubt.
He'll win the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And
Win
it 2 years. I'll bet you $100.
Money line.
He'll beat,
he'll beat Tom Brady.
$100.
He'll win two in a row. And it'll be his third starting season, and he'll be cemented as one of
okay.
the better.
I am up. I am willing to put some money or put a bet on this because I am a Tom Brady fan. I do like the Patriots. I like the Patriots, and I am rooting because everyone was like, Brady's only Super Bowl champion because of Belichick and because of Edelman and because of this and that because he's with the Patriots. And if he goes from that to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which before this year, think of the last time you thought about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? Been forever. And so if he were to do that, go first year with this team and win a Super Bowl, I think it would.
Well, I mean, it's not that far of a stretch considering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, they're Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they have two all-pro receivers. They have a Hall of Fame tight end. They have a good running game, a head coach that's one of the hailed as one of the best head coaches of all time, and a top five defense. Like, that's not saying he's like playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, the name sounds bad, but on paper, they're one of the best stacked teams that he could have went to. It's not like he's going and playing for like the Lions. Like, if he took the Lions team to the Super Bowl, that's a fucking, you know, or the Giants or somebody. But he came into a pretty stacked situation, not to take anything away from him and his ability to like learn a new offense and get, you know, cohesion with his other players. It's incredible, but it's not like he walked on a bum team and took bums to the Super Bowl.
Yes, but like I think it would be crazy of like just as a story to say this guy went with this one team forever.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
Super
a great
Bowl
story.
Rings, and then went to another team first year and got his seventh Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely an accomplishment, and not to take anything away from it, but I just don't think they have enough in them. The Chiefs are too high flying and they're just too good.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are definitely going to be a hard team to beat. But with that, I don't know, man, it's definitely either going to be a great game or a blowout. I'm not sure which one.
I agree.
But I think both teams are pretty evenly matched now. I mean, honestly, I didn't even see if Gronkowski and Antonio Brown are still even playing for the Buccaneers or if they were out this week. I wasn't paying attention enough.
Antonio Brown was out, but Gronk played.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's interesting. This is the longest time I've gone without hearing about a scandal from Antonio Brown this last like year and a half too.
Right. He's been pretty under the radar. It's funny though, because they were both, I guess Antonio Brown was on the Steelers, right? And then Le'Veon Bell was on the Steelers. Now he's on the Chiefs. Antonio Brown's on the Bucks. So it's this funny meme, like Big Ben's just sitting on the bench by himself, all pouty looking. And then
Ben Roethlisberger needs to retire.
I agree.
I saw that
he hasn't been good for years.
Yeah. I saw Philip Rivers finally retired.
Dude, fuck Philip Rivers.
So now the Colts are a hot team to want to. I feel like whoever goes to the Colts, they're going to go to the playoffs, no doubt.
Huh.
I am kind of sad that Aaron Rodgers didn't get to go. I do like Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. And,
he's
going to
be
like,
the MVP this year, so yeah.
Is he? Yeah, that's good. He just seems like a good like good old boy that you would see at like a country store helping an old lady with her tire. Just seems like a good dude.
In other news, other sports news, I didn't watch it, but I heard all about it last night. There was the fight.
McGregor. Yeah.
And took the L.
Got his ass beat.
Yeah.
Got knocked the fuck out.
Did you watch it, Andy, with G?
No, I tried to watch it. No, they went out to some other person's house, but no. I watched like illegally on somebody's like weird live stream on the internet.
You heard it.
He just looked old. He just looks like a. I like Connor better when he was just shit talking, little fucking spastic like asshole. Now he's just like humble.
Well, Dana White brought up a good point. Is he goes, it's hard to step off a $200 million yacht and go and get your ass beat, and think, and have the same mentality you do as when you were stuck in an apartment, not making any money, and that was your only source of being happy was like winning a fight. And now you got like Conor McGregor has this lavish life around him. He doesn't ever have to work again, doesn't ever have to fight again. And it's like, I'm sure it's hard to find that little bit more of a drive than it was, you know, 5 years ago. I think you can definitely see like in the pre-fight leading up to it, like he's not as boastful. He's not as shit talking. Like he has other things in his life bringing him like, I guess, happiness now that he doesn't have to look for it in fighting.
Right. He just looked like his mind's not even there. Like he doesn't even want to really fight. He's just doing it to do it. He doesn't need the money for it. He's just doing it to do it. And he's not as active as he used to be or as hungry as he used to be. So he just got his ass beat.
Yeah. And Mr. Logan Paul was already on his Instagram hooting and hollering, calling him a shit fighter, and that he would offer him $10,000 cash to sign the contract to fight him.
Which isn't that much money.
No, not to Conor McGregor. No. But it is to Logan Paul or Jake Paul because it's Jake fucking Paul. And it's just absolutely baffling to me that Jake Paul thinks he could stand a chance in an MMA fight with Conor McGregor.
And it's just annoys me. These YouTube fighters really piss me off.
Yeah.
Especially Pauls brothers. Logan Paul
signed a contract to fight Floyd Mayweather next month.
I know Floyd Mayweather better fucking kill him. Like in the ring, fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But see, the bad thing is Logan Paul's like 6'3".
Yeah, he's pretty big.
And Floyd
Mayweather has been boxing for 20 fucking years. Hasn't lost ever.
Yeah.
Kill this YouTube kid. Kill him.
I think, I definitely think it's going to be an interesting fight to see how, because Logan Paul is for sure stronger than Mayweather. He's for sure taller than Mayweather. His reach is longer. Technical ability, he's all right technically, but McGregor or Mayweather obviously has the technical aspect of it down. But like a lot of people underestimate how much reach and power can like matter in a fight. Like, it doesn't matter how technical you are. If you can't get into somebody's space, then you can't hit them and you can't do damage to them. So as long as Logan Paul keeps them at a distance and like gets a couple good haymakers in, it could be pretty bad for Mayweather.
I don't know. Well, all I know is about boxing and just anything in sports is repetition is key. Floyd Mayweather's 49-0. Like, what is Logan Paul? Two and fucking, what does he box? Like, who gives a fuck? Floyd Mayweather will go out and kill him.
Mayweather's 50-0 now, too, because he won that fight against McGregor, which made him 50.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that made him 49.
I could be mistaken. I thought it was 50. Jamie, can you pull that up?
Yeah. We needed Jamie in this. We had Craig, but
you're right. Craig. He is 49-0.
49-0.
That is my mistake.
Yeah, good. Take Logan Paul, kill him 50-0 with the death. That's great.
Can you imagine, though, if Logan Paul won? Like,
oh,
how?
Oh, my God.
The upset, dude.
Yeah,
right. I'm like Jake Paul. If Jake Paul fought Connor and won, imagine that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, if you put like a $10,000 bet on Logan Paul and he won, could you imagine the payout from that?
Yeah.
I would never watch sports again.
Right.
Oh, dude, yeah. If like Manny Pacquiao and Canelo can't beat Mayweather, and then Logan Paul's big goofy ass comes in and he just demolishes him, I don't think anyone can ever talk shit to anyone after that. Now, what's his name? The guy who Ben Askren, he agreed to fight Jake Paul, the guy who got like legendarily knocked out, and it's like one of the quickest knockouts in UFC history against Gamebred. What the hell's his name? Jorge Masvidal.
He knocked him out.
Yeah, Jorge Masvidal knocked out Ben Askren in like 3 seconds.
Damn.
Oh, dude, it was like ding, ding, and then they both run toward the middle of the ring, and Jorge just flying knee right to the side of the head, knocks him out cold. Great, great knee. But he's agreed to fight Jake Paul, and he's told him, he's like, I'll fight you. Like, let's go. I think he turned him down because he's like, if I'm fighting anyone, I'm fighting the best. Like, I'm going against Connor. But yeah, it's the Pauls have modeled their entire boxing career after Conor McGregor. That's the funny thing. Like, braggadocious, really in your face, really shit talking.
Yeah.
They've modeled it all after McGregor. And now, like, he wants to go after McGregor because he lost to Khabib and he lost to Nate Diaz. And Nate Diaz even told him that he was going to beat his ass. And I'm sure Logan Paul is scared shitless of that guy.
The Diaz brothers are scary guys.
They're two of my favorite fighters of all time, dude.
It's a smart move on Logan Paul or Jake Paul. Because like, even if they lose, like, the publicity that comes from it is huge, right? You know, and now they're stepping in out of their field of, you know, their demographic that has been kids for so many years, being a YouTube star and all this stuff. And now, because they are getting older, and, you know, that's not really viable as much anymore. And I think they're realizing that. So they're like, okay, what's the next thing? And it's, I guess, boxing. And it's irritating. It's annoying, for sure. And you just hope that they get their asses kicked and they move on to something else. But regardless, if they do it, I mean, the amount of people that will know now who Logan Paul is, or the Paul brothers, and it'll be good for them and their brand, whatever that is. But
right. And it takes a lot of fucking guts to be able to go from YouTube filming vlogs every day to fucking stepping up from some of the biggest names in boxing and UFC history. So it takes balls.
Yeah.
That's no doubt. But, and I mean, it's not because Logan Paul was actually like super gifted wrestler, was a real athlete back in the day. But as far as I know, Jake Paul was never that. He was just always, you know, he got big before he even got into high school because of his brother.
Well, I heard that they got like beef with each other, that they want to like fight each other.
I mean, they put out diss tracks against each other, which is just bonkers to me.
Right.
I think it's all just to create hype, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think none of it's actually real. And if it is, then that's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Why are you releasing diss tracks against your brother? But regardless.
I think that's just, that's generally all diss tracks are, or beef with another high public figure. It's really, I don't think most of them are genuine. It's all just publicity and, you know, getting the attention on them. You know, rappers do it all the time.
Do you guys remember when Chris Brown and Soulja Boy were supposed to box?
No.
This was like a couple years ago. They like had a signed contract, and Mike Tyson was training Chris Brown, and it was a big thing. And I don't know, it just never happened. People stopped talking about it. But yeah, they were both training because I don't know how it started, but yeah, Chris Brown and Soulja Boy were supposed to box each other. Yeah.
You just got a punching bag with Rihanna's face on it. Just fucking going to town.
Tyson, that's just, think up. Of Rihanna, man. Think of Rihanna. Fucking bitch.
Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who started this whole kind of – I think it was the Paul brothers that started this whole kind of like, if you don't like someone, box them kind of a thing, even if you're not, you know, like a boxer by trade or profession. It's like, if you don't like someone, just call them out to a boxing match, because like the last 4 years has just been – YouTubers and people on Twitter, I challenge so-and-so to a boxing match. Like, I challenge so-and-so to this or that. And it's like, hell, man. People on YouTube are calling each other out to fight each other.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of sports bets and stuff, I finally watched Uncut Gems.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Phenomenal, dude. Loved it. I absolutely loved it. I knew there was a lot of hype behind it. I think everybody that watched it was like, yeah, dude, it's really good, really, really good. And then, I don't know, it just didn't really appeal to me at first. And then finally I was like, oh, I'll sit down and watch it. And it's so damn good. And Adam Sandler.
Anxiety.
Yeah. You're on the edge all the time. Like, yeah, palms are fucking sweaty for Adam Sandler trying to pull all this shit off. And it's so good, dude. And it just rejuvenated like my love for Adam Sandler, because he, I don't know, these last, I don't know, 5-6 years, I just felt like he kind of fell off, or was in some, I don't know, the stuff he was doing just wasn't jiving with me. And then this came out and it's just so damn good.
Right. I finally watched Parasite too. So,
oh yeah.
Which I thought was fucking great as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really good. Have you seen it yet, Alex?
I haven't seen either of them. They're both on the list. I don't know. Every time I go past Uncut Gems when I'm searching for something to watch,
yeah,
I'm like, God, I gotta watch that. And then it's just one of those that I just skip right by.
That's how it was.
It's just one of those that I look. That I feel I'd have to be in the mood to watch. Like, I got to be in the mood to watch a real movie, you know, if that makes sense. Because I watch a lot of movies where it's just like flippant, I don't really care, throw something on while I play on my phone, kind of background noise. Mm-hmm. And that's most of the time. So I know with that, I want to be in the mood to not be on my phone, to not like have outside distractions and legitimately watch it.
Well, I think with that one, even if you were in that mood of like, nah, I just got to throw something on, I'm not really going to totally pay attention, I think it'll suck you in because it is so intense, like Andy was saying, that you're just like, oh shit. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to figure this one out or get himself out of this sticky situation. And that's the whole movie. Like, it doesn't stop. It just keeps amping.
It was based on a true story, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't know if it was.
But I mean, it deals with real, like, Kevin Garnett is in it. The Weeknd, you know, like, they act as if it was like a real thing, but I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know why, but I thought I read somewhere that it was like loosely based on a real story or based on true events or some one of those nonsense things.
If it is, that'd be nuts. For sure.
Yeah. This is like one of Adam Sandler's first like serious roles, isn't it? Because I don't think I've ever really seen him in anything that he's a main character in that is super like serious or like real serious acting. Because usually his style of movie is just
comedy.
His style of comedy, yeah. You know.
I can think of a few, like Punch Drunk Love.
That I've not
seen. I've never heard of that.
Or like Spanglish.
No.
Heard of Spanglish. Oh, I've never seen Spanglish.
Yeah.
Huh.
Those are the ones I can think of.
Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass then. Because, I mean, I love Adam Sandler. And I think he's just embraced the fact that maybe some of his movies haven't been the best these last few years. Because he's just put out some shitters these last couple years.
Yeah. And I'll preface with, I haven't seen actually any of them in the last probably 5 years. But just
I stopped watching after Just Go With It with him and Jennifer Aniston.
I think the one that did it for me was Jack and Jill. Because it was, and it's like, it's like widely known and almost has become a meme that like that was definitely it's so fucking bad.
Who greenlit that fucking
movie? Probably Adam Sandler. Yeah.
God. Adam Sandler. Yeah. Well, I mean, when Uncut Gems was up for the Oscar or whatever, you know, the Academy Award, whatever it was, mm-hmm. He was like, if I don't win, like, I'm going to put out a movie that's so bad, it's going to be awful. And I think, like I said, I think to a certain point, he knows he's making bad movies, but he's making them in the style of which, even though they're bad, they're going to be like funny bad, or you can't stop watching them because they're so bad, you know. And they're going to be followed like that one movie, The Room.
Yeah. That's what I was about to bring up.
James Franco ended up making a movie about that movie.
Yeah.
Because it was such a terrible movie, it became like a cult classic.
Yeah. It's like regarded as the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
I actually tried to sit down and watch that movie, like the real one, The Room. And I think it was just a couple of clips of it. And it was so fucking bad, dude. It like almost doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense. The guy who wrote it was bananas, because I've seen a bunch of like clips from James Franco's movie, and just how the guy was in general was just wild.
Yeah.
God, he was just an odd dude.
We need Jamie, because I'm trying to remember that guy's name, the director of it. He's like some foreign dude. I have no clue.
Yeah.
For The Room?
I did not.
For Tommy Wiseau?
What was it?
Tommy Wiseau?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That guy's nuts.
Interesting. In other news, I started packing today, and I got 3 posters off of my wall and called it quits.
Yeah, I should have been packing this weekend, but I haven't. So.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Yeah. More importantly, so you guys did get a house?
Yeah, we got the one we put the bid on. Probably, I think the most recent one. I think that was the last bid I told you guys about.
Yeah.
The one you sent us in the group chat?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was a nice house.
Closing date is February 26th.
Hell yeah, man.
So that weekend's going to be absolutely crazy because the Vogels are out of their apartment like the end of February, and that's like the 28th, that Sunday. So we're going to move my house and their house the 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Well, if you guys need help, give me a holler. I'll be in town.
We might.
Damn.
There'll be a beer aplenty. But yeah, we'll hopefully get our keys Friday the 26th, and then we'll just start fucking moving a bunch of shit that Saturday. Be crazy.
And this is the one that's in Elko?
No, it's in Spring Creek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Pleasant Valley-ish?
Sweet.
Pretty fucking much Pleasant Valley, yeah.
Damn.
Now with moving, are you like the type of like to get rid of shit? Like,
oh yeah.
Like this is the perfect time.
Oh
all right, let's start downsizing.
Cleanse.
Yeah.
To cleanse. Yes. Oh yes.
Is Becky 100%. On board, or is she like,
oh yeah. Yeah. She's never told me no. It's basically like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to regret that? Or are you going to regret that? She cares more about like my feelings about it than anything else. And then I'm like, and I just do it anyways.
Yeah.
And I'm too lazy. She's like, we should just sell it. Let's sell it. Let's post it online and try to get money for it. And I'm just like, I don't want to fucking wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to get it. I just want to either want to pack it or throw it. Like, I don't want to wait.
That was exactly how, like, when me and Alex were moving, or when Alex was moving and we were trying to get rid of stuff, he was like, dude, let's try to sell it. And I was just like, I don't want to deal with that.
I'm always broke. I'm always looking for money.
Yeah. And you left me all that stuff. And you're like, yeah, did you just sell it? I'm like, no, that's probably not going to happen. I'm just going to take it to the South.
I mostly left all that because I didn't want to deal with it myself.
Right.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
I left him with, well, okay. So the dresser was already sold. And I just left you with the couch.
Couches.
Yeah. But you said you wanted to keep one of them.
Yeah.
You know what the shitty thing is? We bought, me and my parents bought a washer and dryer right as I moved into this apartment, and I have the washer and dryer still, and we still are paying on them. So Elijah doesn't want him because he's like, I don't have $500. I got to find someone to either buy them or we're moving them up to Nevada.
Great.
So yeah. To Nevada, dude, and they are in such an awful place.
Oh, in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, do you want to buy them?
It's possible where we might need to say.
They're nothing fancy. They're decently, they're like average size. But they're both electric. So I don't know if that house is older and has gas or whatnot.
It's built in 2004. So.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that's almost 16 years old.
Well, it's like my house I'm currently living in. I was built in 1989. So it was 32 years. So it's in house realm. It's new.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, depending on if I can't, dude, the tags are still on them. I never bothered to take the tags off. They've been here for 6 months.
You just haven't been doing laundry for 6 months?
No, I haven't done a single load of laundry. I'm just buying all new clothes. Yeah, dude. Moving definitely sucks. When we moved to Reno, it wasn't bad. I thought it was bad at the time. And I was like, God, this fucking sucks. I mean, luckily I had my brother and my parents to help me. So they like helped me move in everything and everything else. And then when Luke and I moved from our first apartment to our second apartment, that one sucked because I was a dumbass and canceled the electricity on the first apartment that we were moving out of before we actually moved out of it. And so in the middle of summer,
yep,
we were moving an entire apartment with no AC in the place. So it was 100 degrees in the apartment and I'm just sweating my ass off. And then I also, you know, left something else in there, but that like takes a backseat to kind of everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's been said on the pod yet, but yeah, when we first moved from apartment to apartment, our lease was up in August. And so, yeah, it was July when we started moving stuff, or the end of July. And at that time I was on a camping trip for 2 weeks with my brothers. So kind of moving all the big stuff fell into Alex's hands, and your dad was up there. Mm-hmm. And so they moved all the big stuff, the furniture and whatnot, and I think the only thing that they left me was the bed. Stuff in my room. Yeah. And
which I ended up helping you move to.
Yeah. And so it kind of worked out in my favor. At least I thought it did. And then I get back into Reno, and this was when Alex was working at the mines. And so at this point, when I got back into Reno, he was gone in Elko working his weekly shift or whatever. So I started packing up stuff, but when I got there, it stunk like rotting meat. It was just this most awful smell ever. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And so I go and I check the fridge and the freezer part, and Alex's dumbass left elk meat or deer meat that my mother had given us. I think when we moved in. We never used it, so it sat in there, and you know, we forgot about it over the year or whatever, but I don't know, when you're cleaning out the fucking fridge, you know, you take everything, but for some reason Alex left this like couple
one package
of meat in the freezer and took off, and so it'd been sitting in there for God knows how long, a week maybe,
with no electricity, like I said, so the freezer was not on.
Yeah, and it's fucking hot outside, and so it was just rotting in there. So I had to clean it out because we had to be out by, this was like probably August 1st or maybe July 31st, and so I had to go in there and clean it, and there was already maggots coming out of it and shit, and it was so bad, dude. It was so bad. Like, I can't even explain how awful it was. Like I had to like open up the freezer, go in, start scrubbing for like 30 seconds, and then I couldn't take it anymore. And then I had to shut it and like wait, you know, regain my breath and then go back in. And dude, I did everything. Like sprayed the place down and I just could not get rid of the smell. And then we just turned it over and I could still, like, there was still a faint smell in that apartment. And yeah. I don't think we got our security deposit back, probably because of that, because they're like, what the fuck went on in here?
No, we definitely did, but it was like $45.
We had to replace the whole refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't, they had to have replaced that fridge because it was so fucking gross.
Oh, dude, no, with that place, they definitely didn't. That place was a shithole.
Yeah, they probably didn't. But yeah, I was so mad. So fucking mad.
Dude, that place, yeah, like I said, that place was kind of a shithole, but God, it brought us just some good times. There was a little shithead of a kid that lived right across the street. And from day one, I don't know this kid, never talked to him. He just, from day one, every time he saw me, he would look at me, point at me, and then dab.
Yeah.
Like dance move, the dab. And every time I would do it back to him. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. So I dab back at him. It got to the point where he'd be sitting there. One time he was getting yelled at by his grandmother for doing something at school. She's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. And he like looks over at me and in the middle of her yelling, screaming, just dabs. And I was like, all right, kid, dab back. And yeah, dude, he would run around and just like blooded out, dude, just like red shoes, red socks, red sweatpants, red sweatshirt, just running around causing havoc. And his parents did not give a shit, dude. His parents would scream at each other in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like you ever seen a kid, Andy, and you're just like, that kid's going to grow up to be just a piece of shit. You know, like you can just tell at that age. Right. And that was that kid. Like definitely a bully at school. Definitely going to get into some trouble. Maybe do some juvie time. But he was a product of his environment because that environment was not good. From what we could tell from the outside.
Oh, no, not at all. Right. There was one day, I think you were gone, Luke. I think I already told you about this, but the dad was just out front in the street, pacing back and forth with no shirt on and basketball shorts with no shoes. Yeah. Just back and forth. And then he walked between our apartment building where the steps were, walked back up top. And then the police showed up and then they left and then he showed back up and started pacing again. And I was just like, what is happening? And then he had that shitty old motorcycle that used to start up every morning at like 6 a.m. and rev the piss out of it and then just shut it off and go back to bed for whatever reason. Just sit out there 6 a.m. on a Sunday, and then just shut it off and walk right back in his house. All right, man. I guess. Those are the good old times sitting next to good old Doris.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an experience for sure. But it was good though, like overall. And you know, when you look back, like, I mean, it was weird at times, like, you know, weird stuff happened at that place. But overall, you know, it was just part of like being out on your own. And, you know, I think everybody should kind of go through that or like not be in the best area. Like, don't be in a complete shithole. But, you know, a place that's got a little bit of character. And
that place had character.
Yeah, for sure.
There was that one day our upstairs neighbors were air drying like their bathroom floor mats on their balcony and it had fallen off of theirs and onto ours. And so, you know, I was like, okay, as a good neighbor. And these people had the weirdest schedule. They would be vacuuming on a Tuesday night at like 3 a.m. They would just be vacuuming and making random ass fucking noises. And so we never really like talked to them. We never really saw them. And so I was like, you know what? As a good neighbor, I'm going to grab this bath mat and I'm going to take it up to them. And I walk up there and they open up the door and the entire floor is mattresses. Like just twin-sized and queen-sized mattresses all over the fucking floor. No sheets on them, no pillows on them, bare mattresses. And I was just like, hey, man, your bath mat fell on my thing. Oh, thanks, bro. And then he closed the door. I was just like, what is going on in there? Mm-hmm. And from there on, yeah.
That's what I call it.
From then on, because whenever they used to start making noise, I used to bang on the walls as hard as I could to get them to shut up. And from then on, I didn't do that because I didn't know what they were into.
Yeah, we didn't know if there was going to be like one guy coming down the stairs to yell at us or six
or
dudes.
75.
Yeah. Yeah, there was always one guy that was consistent throughout the year that we lived there. And so I'm thinking that was his place. But throughout that year, it was like he had different girlfriends. At one point, there was a dog up there. There was a baby up there.
Yep.
Yeah, it was weird, man. I would really like to see what actually was going on.
Across the hall, we had this nice elderly lady named Doris with her wiener dog named Nevada. The nicest old lady. And then above her, there were college age girls and I believe their boyfriends. I don't know if their boyfriends live with them or they were just there a lot. And they gave us quite possibly the best one-liner that we've ever heard as they were running down the stairs at 10 p.m. on a Saturday to go out and party. We heard them yell, tomato, tomato, sipping on Moscato. And then the dude audibly went like, woo, and then jumped off the stairs to like land on the fucking concrete and run away. And Luke and I were talking, but then it was just a quiet point in our conversation, natural quiet point. And it was just tomato, tomato, sipping on Moscato. Woo! And he like fucking took off.
And yeah, to this day, we still quote that quite often. Oh,
absolutely. All the time.
But yeah, you know, I think everybody should kind of have to go through that, you know, before you get kind of in the situation you're in now, Andy. I mean, right now, it's not feasible. You have there's a kid involved in your spouse, but you know, early on when you're still a kid and doing dumb shit, like, you know, when you guys all got in an apartment together, like that's the prime environment, man, to have fun and to make mistakes and I don't know, deal with some weird ass neighbors,
right?
Or getting your ass beat by a guy down the street because you're talking to his girl or whatever. But yeah. But not at the age of 40.
Right. And even then, maybe, if so, do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, maybe you're going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I think if you have, like, roommates and you live in an apartment above the age of 38, then you should probably – and you're not, like, an aspiring artist. If you're just like, yeah, I work at the Target down the road. Like you should probably reevaluate some stuff.
Right.
It's not a good look.
Hey man, who am I to judge? You know?
Yeah, you're gonna be moving in back with your parents. So
been there.
But that's okay.
Hey man.
When I was 26, 27.
Yeah, I mean
26. Look at me now.
I'll still technically have a place.
That is true.
45 years old and still killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'll have my own place and I'm sending a rent check back. And what was that big
Luke does that every podcast.
Yeah.
He's probably in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely.
I got to leave the room.
Cooking dinner.
I got to wash some dishes real quick.
I feel like he's like minutes behind us.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Andy, when's the last time you went to the doctor?
I had an over the phone doctor appointment 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, you had a consultation over the phone?
Yep.
Was it like What even music? Yeah, who the fuck?
That was my alarm on my phone. It was my alarm on my phone. Like, you guys have never had your fucking phone go off in the middle of a fucking podcast. Get out of my ass.
I thought that was going to be the start of, like, some dietary aid commercial where it's just like, did you go to the doctor 3 weeks ago?
It's an alarm to take the trash out to the street, all right? You'll learn eventually that you'll need an alarm for something like that.
God, Andy, what happened to you? You used to be punk rock.
We all just can't throw trash into a dumpster and have someone else take care of our problems, all right?
You used to listen to Sum 41 and the Anthem by Good Charlotte, and look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now.
So what did it consist of? Just, all right, how you feeling? I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it was essentially a doctor looked at me and said, yeah, you're big, you need to go on a diet. I'm like, okay, I know. This is about my heart, though, sir. And he's like, yeah, we'll schedule back in 3 months.
Yeah.
Take these medications these times in this day, lose weight, see you in 3 months. I'm like, okay, $400 bill.
Jesus. For a phone call?
Yeah, for a Zoom call. It took less than fucking 10 minutes. It took like 8.5 minutes.
I'd be writing it's the like $366
or something.
Your insurance cover that?
I don't have insurance. Fuck no.
You don't have insurance?
No, it cost me $350 to have insurance in my work. I paid $80 a week for fucking 5 weeks or 4 weeks a month. It's like $300 a pop. Can't afford that.
Hot damn.
So I canceled it.
Andy's got alarms to take out the trash, but he doesn't have insurance. He's living on
I had edge, insurance man. Until the first of the year, and then I cut it because I saved myself $300. So who's rolling the money now, bitch?
Hell, man, you know what? I used to think that same thing, and then I broke my leg one day taking out the trash. One day you'll learn. It'll be tonight.
I slipped on the fucking the driveway. Damn you! Yeah, who knows? I could have a heart attack literally any second, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's very true. When's the last time you went to the doctor, Luke?
It's been a very long time, my friend.
Yeah, because you always want to get on our cases because we're overweight. Guys need to go see a doctor.
No, that was not it at all. I was just wondering how frequent we all go to the doctor or go to the dentist or go to the eye doctor. Like, I know with you, Alex, that's actually you're pretty good about going to the eye doctor, but that was only because you needed to get glasses.
I just but like, too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
my insurance runs out.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to get into a schedule. I don't know. Maybe I'm adulting to that point of like, maybe I should go to the doctor, you know, once a year.
Be an old man.
Because I would like to kind of know what's going on. You know, if I have cancer or a weird tumor, like I could have that right now and I wouldn't know for the next 2 years. And they would have been like, why the fuck did you wait this long? You should have came. This wouldn't have been an issue. Now you're at stage four and you got 3 weeks to live, man. Like, start making a will.
Yeah. But if you wouldn't have gone to the doctor in the first place, that wouldn't have happened. You would have never got it. So you know what I'm saying? You don't get diseases until you go into a doctor, you know? Nobody has cancer until they go see the doctor.
It's one way to look at it.
So.
Yeah, you piss choose your poor path, my friend. View of life.
Hey, man, if I go to the doctor, there's going to be something wrong. You know what? I'm living life the way, like, mildly recklessly right now. You know what? Fuck it. Put another patty on that chicken filet. Fuck it.
But yeah, no, like the only time I go to the doctor, it's like if, let me think, the last time I went was to get a COVID test, and they kind of did like just a brief checkup. And so I guess that gave me a little bit of clarity of like what's kind of going on. She's like, yeah, you're fucking fine. Like, are you athletic? And I was like, oh, stop it. Thank you. I'm like, no, but I'm not. She's like, well,
she's like, sorry, I meant autistic.
yeah.
Sorry, they get mixed up.
Get that mixed up all the time. But I don't know. Like, I grew up going to the doctor because I think my mom is a nurse or was a nurse. So it was pretty prevalent that we would do our checkups, you know, yearly or every 6 months. And in the last 4 years, I don't think I've gone to the doctor like for a checkup. In 4 years, and that's a little bit worrisome.
But that is a little bit.
Yeah.
So go in, bitch. Go in right now. Go to an urgent care.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. Do I just like, but I don't, that's the thing too. It's like, I don't have a primary doctor anymore.
Just go to an urgent care.
And just be like, hey, I'm here for a checkup or I guess make an appointment, but
yeah. And just say, hey, I just haven't had an annual checkup. I'd like to schedule.
Yeah. There's a specific word. It's like preventative checkup or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my insurance covers like, I think one a year or two a year. And it said something like, yeah, preventative, essentially preventative maintenance, like on your body, just going in there and being like, hey, am I good to go?
Yeah. I don't know. It just sounds pretty lazy on my part, but it just seems like so much work, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. Like I need to go and do it, but at the same time, like, seems like a lot of work. You got to file an appointment. You got to set some time aside to go down there.
Oh yeah. God forbid you can't go and have an Americano and fucking listen to the new Halsey album.
Right.
God.
Whoa. Halsey. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Who are you listening to these days?
Dude, I'm listening to everybody.
Doubt it.
Except Halsey. Yeah.
One of these times still listening to Mumford and Sons.
Hey, I like Mumford & Sons, but they really haven't put much out.
Actually, no.
But no, yeah, we do need to do a musical or a music podcast.
Yes, please.
Alex got shit taste in music, and I'd like to kind of put him on blast for it.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa. Okay. I do not have a shit taste in music. I have a good taste in music with shit tendencies. I love really good music, but I'll tell you what, man, that You're Such a Hoe by Kanye West and Lil Pump just hits a little different sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's just exactly what you need. And sometimes you need some Blink 182 in there to show you what good music really is, because it definitely ain't that shit. And then you listen to that and you're like, yeah, this is just dog water. And then you go and listen to something else and you're like, see, this is what music should be. You know what I mean? I resent the, I have shit taste in music. I have a great taste in music.
I mean, yeah, you're kind of complicated because you do have these times where you surprise me of people you're listening to or new music that you find, but then yeah, at the same time, I'm like, God damn, Alex, really? Or you'll send me a
listen
song.
Listen to Shoreline like, Mafia.
Yeah. It's like, come on, dude.
Hey, man, you can't be in your feelings or super lyrical or like having great music on all the time, because then it just dilutes the good music. If you play some shit music and just like you play some Future or some Drake, like you're gonna appreciate the really good music even more, you know?
Sure.
It's like I can date tens all day long, you know. I can get dimes, but you know, I sometimes gotta go for a three, and you know what? And just appreciate my tens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I moved him to the waiting room to let him think about his actions.
I was like, wait a second, did he just get kicked?
Yeah, he did. So we'll give him a minute.
Oops, McGee.
Oops, McGee in the waiting room. Give him a minute. Him talking about dating tens, appreciating it. After. Yeah. All right, here we go. We'll let him back in to explain himself.
Did I get kicked?
You sure as heck did.
Why?
Talking about dating your tens and nines, and you got to get your three to appreciate your ten.
Yeah, man. Like I said, there goes the feminist viewership. Now, mind you, I haven't had a girlfriend in over a year. So, you know, maybe that's a good reason why.
I hope all the girls that you have dated will listen to this and be like, wait, who's, am I the 10?
I'm a 10. Three? I feel so good.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, if you dated Amir and Elko, they're all threes, so
that's a total pool of like three girls, so I'm pretty sure they all know each other. They can just talk amongst themselves.
They were all best friends at one time before Alex ruined all that.
If you don't know who the 10 is, odds are it's not you.
Yeah.
If you have to question it, probably not. Like,
And then with 69 on Living, when did we started that?
February.
February 3rd,
didn't we?
Yeah, February 3rd. The day after the Super Bowl. But I think, I think we decided this year we're going to postpone it until after the move back. Because there's no way we're going to be able to stick to a diet while we're driving across the country.
Right. My goal was I move into my house the last week of February. So like March 1st would be a good day for me. But
you want to move for March 1st?
Because that last weekend is like the last weekend I move. So I'd like to have like a new house, new mind, new life, new bullshit, you know, just shit that I'm going to talk about, but not really follow through with. So
just have your doctor ringing in the back of your mind, man.
Yeah.
It's you need to lose fucking weight.
He's Indian. So he said, you big. How did he say it? He said, you big, diet starts today. And he's like, you don't drink anything but water. You don't like water? Lemon water. I'm like, oh my God. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I need that, doctor.
I'll start March 1st, doc.
All right. March 1st, 69 on Living. We'll get a good set of artists to talk about next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, boys. Good night. Sorry for showing up late. I was sleeping when you called. So, I love you guys. Say it back.